A large fourth wave of coronavirus driven by the Delta variant could pose significant challenges to non-COVID care before the end of August. That's a warning from the HSE, which is carried as the lead story in today's Irish Times. A spokesman is quoted saying that the situation will be monitored closely and any decisions regarding the reduction or pausing of scheduled care will be taken initially at a site level and then nationally as required. The findings of the report into the controversy over the administration of vaccines by the Beacon Hospital, which is also referenced in that story in the Times, generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail. The paper, which broke the story in March about how the hospital had given leftover vaccinations to up to 20 teachers at St Gerard's School in Bray, reports on the finding that the decision to vaccinate the teachers was made in good faith. For its lead story, the Irish Independent reports that people who are close contacts of confirmed COVID-19 cases may be asked to do antigen testing at home if the number of suspected infections continues to rise. We're told that the HSE has a plan in place if its centres have to cope with 20,000 tests a day. People who are identified as close contacts of a confirmed case will be given a packet of 5 antigen tests to take home with them, with instructions on how to use them. If they do test positive, however, they'll be asked to come in for a PCR test. Thousands of people leaving the country this week who are fully vaccinated or have recovered from COVID have been left with no choice but to get a PCR test after the government helpline for COVID certs buckled under the demand of calls. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Examiner. And the Irish Sun also refers to the difficulty with the helpline in its lead story, although the focus there is on the number of people who took to the skies yesterday. And in common with lots of today's other papers, some of those passengers feature in the picture on the front of today's paper. Airway to Heaven is the headline there. The death of a 13-year-old boy who drowned in Scarva Lake in County Down yesterday is featured on the front of today's Belfast Telegraph and Irish News. The Telegraph leads with that story, while for its lead, the news reports on concerns about the rising number of people being hospitalised with COVID-19 in Northern Ireland. The Irish Daily Star leads with the story about the Sophie Toscan Duplantier murder case, including the line that Sinead O'Connor is to hand over footage to Gardaí of the interview she did with Ian Bailey for last week's Sunday Independent. And finally, The Examiner has a picture story this morning about a film which is currently being shot on location around Kerry, which stars Olivia Colman from The Crown. The Oscar-winning actress is pictured in Tralee, where she was shooting scenes for Joyride, a film written by Kerry-born writer Alva Cogan.